everybody. Well, tonight is our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, Creation Lightship Healing. We'll have our birthday food court event here. So let's clear the date for everybody. So it's February 6th, 2016. So clearing those numbers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I will do the word February with the 6th, 2016. So clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if any of you were on the calls today with the energetic pin removal, implants, you know, these things are long and short, different types of pins, like poison darts and things. If you're on the call and you had some relief, or maybe you saw the pins getting released, it'd be nice if you could send us over a little testimony of that. So, testimonial, here we go. So you send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can go on the line here and, you know, go into the comments, I believe. We'll have Kathy walk you through that if you need that in a little bit here. It'll be the fast check feedback form. And these are pins that were embedded in us for a long time, long ones, short ones, that one, skinny ones. So anyway, we'll move on from that. And here we go. Let's think of an issue that you may have had that happened to you, and we'll release that one particular situation. So here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's good. And I will energize the light beams. Here we go. So many of you have up, we can energize. Bring peace into your room. The male energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and then the aliens are creeping around, listening to us, and they want to leave. We'll give them a bus ticket one way out of here, wherever they'd like to go. So here we go. Let's release these aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And make sure those light beams are activated, so I'll do a little bit more on them. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if Kathy's out there in BBS Radio Land. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hello, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And happy Saturday night on the Lightship live. And this is a good time also to send in your healing requests for the different areas that Ron takes us to, and also to think about what areas you'd like to have healed or looked at by the light beams on your body part, particular area. You get one area that they can work on, one choice. So think about it now, and you can make it a good one. And then if you have any requests for particular areas, please do email them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or into the fast chat feedback form found on the Creation Lightship Healings page on bbsradio.com, station 2. You just click on the BBS fast chat link. It's the bright blue there. And it says Quick Chat Live with Ron Ametron. It's right under Ron's photo in the middle of the page. Click on that and then scroll down till you find the link to the form for the fast chat feedback. Just want you to be able to find it, and it's always in the same place each time. We have two ways to connect with Ron. The fast chat feedback form is anonymous. Some people prefer that. And so as Ron said, he did a amazing embedded pin removal call today. He worked all morning on us and probably well into the afternoon releasing the energy. And if you felt something and would like to share or want to have a little bit more information about it or your experience with it, your reaction, please do feel free to write in. I'll be watching for those comments and I'll read them to Ron. Some preliminary comments we got just now, Ron, are some people felt warm and they felt warm in their certain body areas that you were doing at the time. Maybe a little tingling in that certain area that you were doing. One person felt pretty energetic, unusually so. And another wrote a letter saying that she was on the pins removal call today. At first, I was yawning a lot, she says. Later, I could feel many sensations in my head at the same time. I could see light inside my head, and it felt very open and clear. After the call, I went out and did some very vigorous gardening that I had been putting off. Now, after a lovely bath, I feel very light, clear, and fresh, and my body is feeling more comfortable to be in than it has for a long time. I wish it would stay like this and even keep getting clearer. Thank you so very much. Well, that's a really great experience and testimony. Ron, you went well into the thousands and the numbers in some of the areas. What did you happen to experience and share? Were we really that loaded up with pins? Ron, go ahead. I think you're muted.
Yeah, you're correct. The timelines are, out there, and as you're on timelines, they can also put pins in you. If not the timeline that you're on, they can, sell your real estate of you and go on to other timelines from somebody else. So, it's what we could be looking at is the timelines that we know about may not even be the ones that have pins on them. So that gets even worse. But anyway, we got a remedy to release the pins. So that's the problem with what we're having here is these energetic pins in our bodies, which are used to control us, and we don't really know about that yet. But I can remove them, so other people feel better. So back to you.
Would you say a good dose of them got out, taken out, since we've probably accumulated a lot of pins that over lifetimes and timelines?
Yep, very, very so. Yep, very much so.
Well, I was on the call, and you did most of the body, head too, and some organs and body parts that I wouldn't have even thought of. And so it felt very thorough to me. Plus, you gave us the option to do our own area of choice, which is always really nice. And then also you helped to make us real. You did make us real at the beginning, I think, is what you said. And someone wrote in that when you made us real, they looked in the mirror right away and they liked what they saw.
That's good.
Yeah, because I know it was kind of early in the morning, too.
Yeah.
Not always our best time.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, it really was a fantastic pin removal, and it was done over teleconference, and this is something that Ron offered for the first time, and he made it so we could, he's done pin removals on the conference calls that he has during the week. But this was a dedicated pin removal conference call. And so this was a real special call. So we really appreciate it, Ron, on behalf of everybody who was on the call. And I'm sure you know we do appreciate it. Okay, so now over to the inbox. Some questions came in from yesterday's program. And it was our paranormal day, so I'll get to those in a little bit. A person who was on Monday's call, Monday's program with Elizabeth, you did make us real then too, and you made the hands real, and she reports saying she's pretty sure she thought her hands changing before her eyes, and then you asked if we could make a plant or an animal real that was in the room with us, and she's pretty sure her plant looked a lot better too, and wondered, wow, she says, this is really incredible. For how long will a plant hold its realness, for lack of a better word?
Boy, I'm not sure on that one. But yes, maybe a couple of weeks probably.
Really?
That's what I would say. Probably a couple of weeks, it could probably hold the energy.
Okay, now if we had a pet, how about if we were looking at a pet?
The pet would be fine until it got upset.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the dogs probably won't hold too well because they hear noises and bark. So that would automatically bring them back into the timelines.
Okay. Well, that's really great. So the next time that Ron offers that, you know that this will really hold for our plants and pets. For us, Ron, for us humanoids, us human people, how long would you say it would last? I mean, based on what you know, how we are.
Probably a week if you don't get too upset.
A week?
It'd probably be good. Yeah, probably a week. You know, if somebody pushes your buttons and you get startled and upset, angry, then automatically you're on timelines, and right away the realness of you now got switched out, and now you're on a timeline experiencing what you got upset about. Remember, they become upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you're created as a hologram now to get energy off of you. So long, if you're peaceful, you can be there for a long time. If you're not peaceful, then it will only last as long as you're in peace. And you probably will not be able to go back to being real unless I do a call or something or make you real again. So it's because the darkness all of a sudden takes you. So back to you.
While you were speaking, another testimony came in. Thank you, listeners. She writes, I felt great during the pin removal call today. I could feel things moving and adjusting. It's still happening. I lay down for a while and feel more of my body adjusting. A bit heavy, like a mild headache. Is there any way, Ron, to make sure we don't get more?
Yeah, just be peaceful. You know, it's hard to say, you know, what and who has connected pins into you or what has. So if you don't go on those timelines, then you'd probably be okay.
All right, so if we were on the program or on the call, and any time we're made to feel real, we're not really going to notice it, or we're not really going to notice if any pins get re-embedded in us either, are we?
That's correct, yes, uh-huh.
All right, so the healing is very subtle, and yet they are very effective, because people do feel better afterwards, and I think... Oh, someone's asking, what will be the overall effect of having these pins removed? Well, I think it's good to have your spirit back in there instead of something foreign, right, Ron? Something alien.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So that was a definite benefit.
Yep, definite, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for us to grasp this, Ron. You know, you see it, but for us to even try to think about it, you know, it's some of us don't really want to go there too much. But knowing that the benefit was so, so clear and real is all we need to know. And we're better off without it, that's for sure. Without those pins, we have enough to deal with. After all, you know, there's a lot of other things that we're trying to remove and clear and etc. So anyway, Ron offers a lot of opportunities for healing. This pin removal call was just one of many, many. I don't know how he did it, but he's got well over several hundred clearings on the website, creationlightship.com. And as you know, Ron, longer and longer you end up buying more and using them and feeling better and better and finding your life going from the rat hole to more of a pleasant place. And there's lots of testimonies on the website and audio and archives that Ron has stored for us at his expense so we can use them for healing. And it's very an amazing website. It's there's a lot to offer on it, something for everyone in every situation. Now, here's a question about spirit infusion, Ron. A person she knows is going through a experience in a hospital and has not had any clearings, and is wondering if the spirit infusion would be worthwhile to put on them if they're kind of near, you know, like an intensive care situation.
I think I'd do entities, you know, entities would be probably in the hospital, you know, connecting to the person with a similar condition.
Okay.
You want to do help, you know, to do the entities. Remember, the spirit infusion is not going to help if there's entities in the body, because the spirit should be in there anyway. So another way of stating it, your spirit is not going to force out a dense body out of you. If it could, it would have done that a long time ago, and then you would be with all of your spirit energy in your body. So the darkness, the entities, whatever comes in to take the place of your spirit, you know, will hold the place where it's going to reside. So your spirit will not come in. But if you don't get rid of, remember, you have to always release, so then you have to bring back your spirit. So you're not releasing anything. So it probably won't do any good at all. I don't think I would even waste my time doing it for the person. Might help them a couple percent, but that's nothing. Remember, entities are probably already there because you're in a situation to where there's a lot of entities around, especially in a hospital or like a graveyard. Probably not too many in graveyards anymore. Haunted houses, possibly. But, you know, the main thing is you have to clean out the body to bring your spirit in. That's why we have it on the clearing. That's the last step on the clearings, is to bring your spirit in after you cleaned yourself out. So if you're not doing any kind of house cleaning, there's probably no way the spirit's going to come back into your body. Because if it could have, it would have a long time ago, and you wouldn't have entities and things with you. So to do an entity clearing for the person and then do spirit infusion. And also, you know, if there's a problem with pain, normally when you're in the hospital, there's probably association with pain, then you want to do a pain body clearing. Oh, back to you.
Absolutely. So in a situation where a person's in the hospital and you're suggesting entities, are you referring to the whole life entity removal clearing?
Yes, the whole lifetime entity clearing, yeah.
Okay, that's online. And then also, are you referring to the entities that might be in the room, or let's say aliens?
Yeah, that would be, it could be both, yes. Typically, when the person found out they had a problem or an accident or something, normally you go in because you have a situation, and I think most people go to have an accident of some sort. And so then you have the pain energy of what happened to you when you first got hurt or injured. So with that energy, you want to get rid of that also that happened before you came to the hospital. So that's your entities to you. So you could be bringing entities into the hospital that weren't there before because they're hitchhiking through you and on you and with you. So entities, you know, that's one of the major problems here. We talk about it a lot. And entities are what people have to deal with all the time. And the entities can change your mind, make you think different things. If you have a problem with something, they can come in and talk to you and make you feel even worse, tell you bad things. Because remember, they could have died from that condition that you're in the hospital with. So they can definitely put you into fear mode if they start talking to you. So you want to get them out of the body. So that's the main thing. You know, entity clearing, pain clearing to help somebody. And those are probably the two main ones.
Okay.
After you get out of the hospital, if they get out, then you want to do the body jumpstart bundle. So back to you.
Well, this is good to know. Should there be an incident, let's hope not, but should there be a need to go into such a setting for whatever reason, a person can take action with this knowledge, entity clearing. Okay, so moving on back to the inbox, some items that were there from last night, I think. And thank you for the questions, listeners. Keep the comments coming in, too. I'm still checking for those. Okay, so this is a question. The topic is February has some big dates, big numbers. This person writes that February is full of important dates that we should know. Not very common is the 29th. February has 29 days this year. That's leap day, the 29th. And there's a full moon on the 22nd. There is a holiday on the 15th, President's Day, Valentine's Day on the 14th. Going backwards, I'm going backwards here. As you can tell, I don't know why I did that. And then, the 12th is Lincoln's birthday, a president. And then the 10th is Ash Wednesday. And then they wanted you to know, Ron, that the 8th, coming up Monday, is a new moon. And then, speaking of timelines, February 2nd was Groundhog Day, and no one mentioned it. So I guess we aren't having deja vu. But anyway, so, Ron, that's a pretty full month of calendar days that they've got us scheduled for, don't they?
Yeah, it might be good just to do, like I said, a Google search, you know, so that the different shows and see what's going on that particular date and what happened, you know, in the past. And what does that day really mean, you know? So it could be very interesting. And you could be associating with that energy that happened, you know, at the very first incident of that date, whatever happened. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and would you also suggest any kind of removal of any healings that they may have? They can remove the energetic influence of some of these days off of themselves, like Valentine's Day, for example, the 14th.
Yeah, you could probably go into the have your prenatal barcode clearing. That could release that.
How about using that for Leap Day?
Yeah, that could work. Maybe you have, maybe you recognize that day and stuff happens to you on that day, okay? So you know that that's a program that keeps happening to you on that given day. So now you got possibly mind looping, if you're thinking about it. Mind loop one clearing could help you. But you may do that special barcode, you know, what is it?
The recurring event, problematic recurring event.
Yeah, I can never get that one. Whenever I think about it, I think of what I wanted to call was the shit happens clearing, but I couldn't say that.
Yeah,
that's how that works, you know. I should probably say the name on it.
Yeah, a problematic event, recurring barcode removal.
Yeah, that makes it more spiritual.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's good to have an advance warning sometimes of these things coming up in advance. You can clear them in advance. You know, don't let it catch you by surprise because, you know, whether you know it or not, they will have an energetic influence on you. Okay, so thank you for that pointer, listener, on the dates. Another question from the inbox. I've gotten sucked into, this is about mind energy, I've gotten sucked into watching too many TV programs, and now I feel more part of the mass consciousness. I'm wondering how to get this off of me. What's the best way to clear mind energy?
Well, if you're really mental, do the whole lifetime mind clearing, mental clearing, you know. Do that one. It could help you out a lot. And if you're dealing with situations and you're having a maybe you think you have Alzheimer's or something, you know, and you just can't put connect your dots together, then you may want to do the education and the IQ clearing. And then we have the harmonic clearing. That one's really good, too, to sync you in properly. So it depends kind of what you're looking at and how you're feeling. And then I think a lot of people like doing the either the dark side practitioner or the curse of sex and spells about once a month or so, maybe twice a month, as they feel energies coming to them from people. So remember, people will do things to you. And then also maybe energetic cordings, but you know, all depends how you are, where you are in relationship, what you're doing, what your job is. You have a lot of people that like you at your job, or maybe you're a boss, people don't like what you're doing, you know, and they all think negative thoughts about you. So right away, you know that you better get, you know, the curse of sex and spell clearing. That you could be getting that daily from people. Oh, back to you.
And to the listener, on Monday's program, Monday, February 1st, Ron and the co-host Elizabeth talked quite a bit about how mental thinking and being mental can put you on a lot of different timelines. So there's a lot more information on that archive on February 1st, 2016, which I see is already up and posted in BBS Radio Creation Light Chip Healings page. BBS Radio has been really great about keeping the archives current, just as they put them up as soon as they can within a day or two. So you can go back and listen to some more information about how to stay off of the mental realm and clear mind energy and stay off those timelines that it brings you. Okay, so let's see. So, Ron, are you ready for a paranormal question?
Sure.
Okay, that this was from for last night, Paranormal Friday, but we didn't get a chance to get to it. Okay, so the topic a listener sent in was that cab drivers in Japan are picking up ghost passengers who are looking for a ride home. And this is real. I checked it out. It's on several websites and several news sources, including Fox News. Hmm. And so, Ron, I can read this to you real quick if you'd like.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ghost passengers have reportedly been turning up in taxis in the Japan region, where an earthquake and tsunami devastated the area in 2011. And it says that it seems that some of the victims of the earthquake and tsunami have lingered behind and have turned up as passengers in cabs. They stay long enough to confuse and terrify the driver, then disappear. Okay, then it goes on to say that one driver reported picking up a ghost passenger, a man in his 20s. When the cabbie asked his passenger his destination, the man pointed forward and said a certain mountain. Once they arrived at the destination, the cabbie said his passenger had disappeared. Mm. Another cabbie said he picked up a woman near a train station who asked to be taken to a part of town still in ruins from the tsunami. He asked her, "The area is almost empty. Is it okay?" Shivering, she responded, "Have I died?" When he turned to speak to her, she was gone. And the reporters have noticed, who reported on this, say that these passengers, these ghosts, were in the bodies of young adults. They're perhaps victims of the tsunami who never got a chance to say goodbye to their loved ones. Oh, that's sad. And then they want to convey their bitterness. They may have chosen taxis, which are like private rooms, as a medium to do so. In Japan, for the cab drivers, having a ghost passenger is more of an honor than a terrifying encounter. Like all the people in the tsunami-devastated region, the pain of loss from the disaster still lingers. And if having a ghost passenger in a cab helps the drivers deal with that pain, then they're glad for the experience, said one driver. It's not strange to see a ghost here. If I encounter a ghost again, I will accept it as my passenger, one cabbie said. And the last paragraph says, ghost passengers and cabs are not the only paranormal entities reported in that area since the 2011 tsunami. In fact, the area has become a hotbed for ghost sightings, with several videos showing up on YouTube purporting to show ghosts or other unexplained paranormal phenomena. And then there is a video here, and there is a strange creature caught on camera, and it's real footage. So I'll forward this to you, Ron, for you to take a look at these vanishing hitchhikers.
Yeah, very interesting, sure.
Yeah. Well, a few months ago, we received a similar story from a listener who sent in a video of a ghost on the coach section of the plane, of an airplane. It was an alien, actually. Remember, Ron? Did you remember seeing that?
I remember seeing that one, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the alien was riding in the coach section.
Yep.
Got a free ride. You'd think they'd go in first class.
Yeah. Boy. Okay, yeah. I remember seeing that one.
All right. That was our Paranormal Friday. Thank you, listener, for submitting that. And, had no idea about that. Okay, so moving on to the inbox, and here's a question about programs of our DNA. Instead of aliens programming our DNA, couldn't we program ourselves and find out who we are? As an example, couldn't we tell our heart to bring the toxins out to the colon and out of the body?
That's probably not, the job of what the heart is supposed to do. And you couldn't ask your spirit because it could not do that for you either. So you really don't have any control over what's going on in your body other than maybe doing specific clearings to help the energetic bodies release the problem that you're dealing with. So the body has its own, healing mechanism. The mind of the body, which is on a couple of the clearings that we have, that's what actually is responsible to help you, unless it gets too overwhelmed. Remember, it slows down after you get a death barcode put on you. So that's sort of it, I guess. You really have no choice other than doing clearings to release the densities, which will allow your spirit to come in and help you along with your mind and your body. So back to you.
Next question. The topic is being attacked. If someone sends psychic energy to me where I can feel something attached to my head, is this an entity or alien? Sometimes I can feel some kind of a dull ache or pain on certain body parts. How do I counter that? What healing? I'm receiving this on a daily basis. I have already done entity, victim, curses, hexes, spells, clearing daily. Can you suggest other clearings I could do?
Okay, so what I hear you saying is the person is doing these clearings basically continuous. Mm-hmm. And they're still feeling something happening.
Yes.
Well, they may first, do the alien to light one, help enslaved aliens. You could do that clearing. And what else would you do if you still feel like you're being attacked?
Well, Ron, I don't think she mentioned the dark side practitioner.
Yeah, I'll be checking into this further, since we're getting pins released. These pin energies may give a clue to other things that end up opening up. So we'll see what happens maybe throughout this year here.
Well, someone sent something similar, wondering, okay, she says it's about aliens. How effective are the Creation Lightship healings if I have so many aliens inside my body?
Well, it depends. That's the hard one to answer. Mainly because it depends how much horsepower is needed to release them. It's a difficult one. You know, maybe they've been with you for other lifetimes. Maybe they don't want to leave you. That could be a possibility, too. So it's a hard one to answer. Normally, you know, you do the eliminating aliens, the alien attack page, that will definitely help. Maybe give you some remedy on that. That's why I put the clearing up. But remember, nothing is 100%, unfortunately, because we're following what we can do here with the clearings, but we don't know what agendas, and did you do any oaths in the past, you know, to bring them into your body? You know, there's people that go out and try to find aliens out in the skies every night, you know, and they want to communicate with them. So maybe you've done that in the past, maybe other lifetimes that your ancestors have done it. And so right away they gave you imprinting codes to allow them to come into you because they agreed to that. And now you might be suffering from that, not knowing what's happening. So, you know, it's hard to say. Maybe you're a test tube baby. And maybe they want to keep checking up on you. You know, I don't know. It can go all different directions. So back to you.
I'd like to add, Ron, that this question came up in a different manner on Wednesday's program. Wednesday was the 3rd, and someone was asking about the alien agenda, and how did they know they were being abducted? They don't remember seeing anything like that, and the alien timelines. So I'd like to suggest that this listener who wrote this question in before the Wednesday program do take a listen to the archive of February 3rd, where Ron goes into quite a lot of detail about how the aliens are so thick here, and how we can use the clearings to do something for ourselves. There's a lot of things we can do, and little by little they do help. So, but it is overwhelming, so I do understand the question. Anyway, so a good place to start would be to listen to that archive, also to listen to Ron's sample audio healings programs that he's got listed on the home page of creationlightship.com. It's up at the top where it says click here for more audio samples, and there's two programs there on alien energy removal that are really fantastic sources of information, and also a tutorial on increasing your life force energy, which is something you can say to yourself over and over out loud and helps to give you energy. It helps the healings and helps you feel, makes you less of a host, makes you less attractive to the aliens. Okay, so if there's nothing else you want to add to that, Ron, I will move on.
Yeah, I think you covered that. So Hopefully we can help you to eliminate these things. That's about all we can say. So,
we have another experience someone wants to share about clones. And so I can read this to you, Ron. It's rather long, so I'll have to kind of paraphrase.
Okay.
He or she has worked in a grocery store for 10 years and has noticed some behavior changes over the last 3 to 4 years. Here's what they noticed in a nutshell. Less couples shopping together. Less direct eye contact. Very little polite conversation or greetings. Less neighborhood chit-chat in the aisles. There were cafe tables and chairs near a little coffee area that they used to for people to have coffee, and they could sit, and couples and families used to sit there. Nowadays, only one person, if any, sits in those chairs. Only employees, it seems, on a break, sit there. And so it seems like there's a decline in social interaction. And this person's wondering if you had a take on this, if this is clone behavior. Over to you.
Yeah, I'd say very possibly. I don't see couples together much any longer. So, you know, for whatever reason, the male and the female are not being attracted to each other, or maybe they have, the same, males go with males, females go with females, and they're getting into the gay and lesbian energies, probably because the aliens want to do that here. Maybe they want to make less population, so they're bringing in energies that way. So, but that's what I see a lot. I very seldom see couples walking together, you know, male and females. And I'll see, like, maybe 3 or 4 guys or 3 or 4 girls or 2 girls, 2 guys. And even if they're in a group, this is what's strange. Sometimes I'll see them walking together. And if they are together, all the males are together in one bunch, and all the females are together in another bunch. So it just seems to me kind of strange, you know. So, you know, remember there's chemtrails up there and nanotechnologies and things going in, and that's sort of what I perceive is happening, is that the energies are being conducive for clones here. And I think the aliens finally maybe figured out that's why, you know, they brought in clones, because they don't want to have populations here, because it's already overpopulated. And they don't want to destroy the planet probably much longer, so they're just using this, the Earth maybe as a training center for the clones, and they get abducted and go somewhere else. And that's why you see so many, cars in a parking lot and nobody's in the stores, because they just dropped them off and they're probably doing a system restore on them or update for the technologies, new programs added. And then they eventually come back and probably drive away, thinking that they went to the store. Maybe they went to a store on a timeline and didn't buy anything, came back to the car, so their day was filled with doing nothing. But they're actually probably being reprogrammed. So, back to you.
Wow, okay. Well, I have another comment regarding today's pin removal conference call. And the person's asking for, they feel the need to be realigned in the spine, and wondered if you could possibly do an energetic balancing or some kind of braces. It was different walking after the call today. She was unsteady, but she felt 100 pounds lighter. And thank you very much for the healing today. It was wonderful. So maybe she's requesting we go to the spine adjustment room on the light ship, but also she's requesting energetic balancing of braces for walking.
Okay. So we should go to the light ship, and we can I can put those on the light ship. So here we go, everybody. We'll go to the light ship right now. This only works live on this program that you're listening to. If you're on an archive, then by all means, you need to get on Saturday nights to experience this. You will feel peace energy. You will feel a change, more peace energy into your room, but you will not be on the light ship, and what we talk about will not be happening to you. So here we go, everybody. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and request one specific healing that you'd like to have on the light ship. And if your energetic bodies down here that are infected, if you cleaned them out enough, maybe this energy will fix you 100%. If not, then that's the reason typically. So here we go, going to the light ship. We're there. And we'll go on to the deer room and also the hot tub room for detox. So the deers are here, three deer, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the people that were on the call today, the pin call, will go to a special room to put energetic braces on you. So just request the braces right now. And let's go to the dragon room. And there's three dragons. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it looks like we'll probably put about 10 to 15 braces on everybody if they've been on the pin call or on the four-hour call that we had today also. And going into the spine adjustment room, this will work for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the centrifuge room. This room is spinning, and it's used to get rid of some more of that stubborn energies that, you know, are just hard to release. So kind of like breaks up the energy. The room is spinning, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we need to go to the food court before I forget. So we need to go there for our birthday people who are born in February. So we're there now. And the light beings are there with us. And we're looking at different types of desserts. So it's kind of your choice of what you would like to have. So you could get a salad, you could get soup, could you take ice cream or something. It's all there, just at a small portions. And get what you would like to have, like even a pie or something. So here we go. And you're ingesting what you selected. And now we'll start to sing happy birthday to everybody. It's a birthday on the light ship. The light beings are joining in. The light being choir, we'll call them. And they're all singing happy birthday to everybody. And if you need to have seconds, you can. And we'll let you stay there for about a minute or two here, probably a couple minutes, if you wish to have additional samples of different things. So let's go into the golden light room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I have a request that's not on the light ship. It's just the twin flame area. That's outside. So that's not on the light ship. And let's go to another location. We'll go to where they have the butterflies. Here we go. Bringing that energy to you. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Here comes this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the different water rooms with the dolphins and the whales. If you want to feel their skin, you can put your hands out in front of you, palms facing forward. And maybe 10 inches foot away from you, you can actually feel the texture of the skin of these animals here. So here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we'll go see the sea otters since we're in the water. Here they come. And a little beaver. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go see the manatees. Here we go. We can ride on a manatee. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. So we'll come back from the light ship, everybody. So happy birthday. And coming back down, you're going to feel the energy change because you're bi-located. And you're completely out of time on the light ship. And here we go, coming back to Earth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okey-doke. So back to you, Kathy.
I also join Ron in wishing the February birthdays blessings, and also to suggest that your birthday is a good thing to clear on the natal barcode removal online healing. The dates and numbers, and maybe the day you were born, and that even the time you were born, more or less. So it helps to throw them off the track. Right, Ron?
Yeah. That's good, and maybe put them on the tracks.
Yeah, anyway, we're all a lot older than the number we're celebrating, so you can also clear off that number. It's just a number, but to them it's a tracking number.
Yep.
Okay, so before we go too much farther, it's 54 after, Ron, we ought to remind everyone again about your upcoming personal appearance at the Conscious Life Expo at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton Hotel, February 19th through 21st. Ron will be speaking three different lectures and a workshop lecture, whatever you want to call it, but he'll be speaking three times. And the schedule is posted on the ConsciousLifeExpo.com website. And in order to see Ron at the exhibits, you'll have to buy a day pass. And he will be in the exhibit area as well with the light infusion chamber. And I see, Ron, here on the website, you're in booth number 202.
Yep, so I have a lecture on Friday night, I think around 6, if I'm not mistaken. I have a workshop Saturday at 10 a.m., hour and a half workshop. I have a Sunday lecture, I think 3 to 4. And I have a special event, Pulse Expo, 11 to 1:30, and that's on Monday. Oh,
yes.
Hopefully,
and your topics are alien technology.
Yep.
And understanding the alien presence on Earth, abductions, implants, cloning, and timelines. That's a lot, but it's real good, really great talks. And then also, someone's asking, what is the light infusion chamber like? What is that about? Well, if you're attending the expo, you will go to Ron's booth. You'll see like a sort of a nice looking structure there, and you register for the light infusion chamber, and then you go inside and sit down and listen to some nice music, and you get some instructions, and basically you try to stay in your heart centered, and they turn on the light infusion chamber. It's just a very pleasant experience. There's nothing like woo-woo about it. You know, it's just you come out feeling refreshed, cleaned off. The cords are detached from you. You just feel, like, shiny. And, you know, you're just – they do a really great light beams clean you off, you know, like we do in the on the Creation Light Chip visits that we go on to with Ron. And so you sit there for about, five minutes or so. And it's a very transforming experience. And people come back for that over and over again. Now, if you can't be at the expo, either of the expos, because Ron has another expo following that one in March, March 18th through 20th in New York, at the New Life Expo in New York. Ron has already announced that you can send a photo of yourself to him via email with a $100 donation for the expo, and he'll put the photo in an envelope in the light infusion chamber. And the photo can have you and your pets in it, and it will be the same as being in the light infusion chamber yourself. So that's really quite nice. Anything you'd like to add to that, Ron? Oh, and the deadline is February 15th to get that to Ron via email.
Yeah, boy, his tank will be there a week from today. 2 weeks, I mean.
So 2 weeks, yeah, the 19th.
Yep, it'll be, in fact, it'll be a very interesting time over there, I think. So who knows what'll happen.
They always are.
Yeah, everyone is a little different, and then on one hand, they're kind of all very similar to me, but it's nice to see people that we've seen in the past come and show up, and they want to know what's new, and they like to get their water charged when they come into the lectures or workshops. We do water charging, and it's just nice to see people over again. So, I don't know. We guess we got maybe 4 or 5 minutes to go. What do you want to do, Kathy?
Well, we've got some questions here we can get to. Someone sent a comment about timeline crashing time. What do you think of that, Ron? They say it's very effective at helping me to be and feel in the now. Thank you for this online healing. They're timeline crashing the word time.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we use time a lot, even on the program here. You can't get away from using time. I don't know what else we could use, but it's one of those alien tracking words. So, unfortunately, you have to talk and communicate. So, but timeline crashing time is good. What I really enjoyed hearing was when somebody said, yeah, I put some tape on my digital clock so they don't get connected by those numbers. Oh, very good. You can always probably, you want to know what time, you can always peel it off slowly, and sure enough, it'll probably say you're 11:11 or 2:22 or something like that. Then you go, oh, crap, they got me. So anyway, cover it up again. So back to you.
Yeah, the numbers show everywhere, though. They're not just on your clocks. They're on your computers, on your phone. You know, you just can't get away from it. So another listener is asking about the personal divine light code object activation. And they want to know if they have personal objects like food, coins, crystals, credit cards. What predefined type of activation should he use for them?
Well, you probably want to first clear them, so you could do an object clearing. And then you need to just neutralize the energy. I'd probably just get them all neutralized. So that's probably what you're wanting to do. You want to repeat that question again?
Is neutralizing the same as he's looking at object activation, divine light code object activation. Would that just neutralize them already? I don't know if he was trying to put activated light in them like you do with the water.
Yeah, that could be done. Yes. Let me think.
Well, he's got a long list, so I think maybe I'll email this question to you for a little bit more attention.
Normally you just want it to be neutralized, and that would bring in the light being, the peace energy from the light beams. I just don't know. You could put light into it in the object. Boy, just trying to see here. I can't recall what I have on the website that would actually imprint something. Okay, normally it just takes away the energy and brings in peace. So maybe somebody else might have an idea. Because it'll just be more peaceful. But if you put light into it, boy, I never thought of that.
Yeah, I wonder if he's looking at the site, the online healing, has some sort of choices on it that he's trying to figure out how to use. Anyway, well, I'll send this to you.
That's a second, so.
Yeah. Okay. Someone's wanting an update on the clearing you have in the works called the Body Renewal Blueprint Regeneration Clearing.
Yeah, I just need to get it. Basically, it needs to be put up on the website, and maybe just a slight tweaking to it. I probably won't have any time until after April. So after April is when we're probably going to launch that.
Okay. Thank
because
you.
Of
so
the expo stuff,
we'll
so.
Check back. Yeah, after the expo, we'll check back later. Okay, so a couple more comments in closing came in that I can read to you quickly. When you were talking about how you don't see a lot of couples anymore, this person wrote in that he has been seeing more male and female couples lately where he is.
He has?
Yeah, he's in New York. So when you go there, maybe you will too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And another comment, someone has an observation, and she says it's about Ron's busy time and more alien attacks. She writes, I noticed last year that since this is a busy time for Ron with the expos in February, March, and April, and aliens are aware of this, they may try to take advantage of the situation in increasing their attacks at this time, or at times when we are particularly vulnerable. So, it is very important to stay heart-centered and aware. Thank you, listener. Very well said and well taken.
Yeah, and I'm still full on 24/7 anyway, even if I go to an expo. Just that we may not have a couple of the calls or things during it. I have archives probably, but I'm still activated. So, even though we may not be live on a program, if you're doing a clearing, it's definitely going to work continuously. So,
mm-hmm.
It's like we got five after here, 8:05. So let's, it's my time's 8:05. So here we go, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll do the mind a heart drop. So command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Would have worked the other way, too, but there we go. So, everybody, blessings, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.